somehow.
We need to do some tying and some
I can do that.
Decal placement.
I can do that.
Owner of Centennial Farm, Les Keller, steps out of his pickup truck carrying a box with shiny, gauzy red ribbons overflowing from its top. The red ribbons hold round wooden medals.
When people come across the finish line, everybody gets one of these. Care Farm Challenge 2014 finisher.
Rachel Grant works with the Care Farm program through A-Plus Home Healthcare of Kalispell. Grant is helping plan this farm-style obstacle race.
It means it's built with hay bales and logs and rocks, and it's in with a creek bed and on the farm.
The first annual challenge is taking place on Keller's 100-year-old family farm in the West Valley of the Flathead. Keller got the idea for the challenge this past spring after seeing the popularity of the Spartan obstacle race course in Big Fork.
They do have some adaptive obstacles for handicap, but nothing where it is specific for handicap. And I thought, well, gosh, that's what we need to do.
His farm is signed up with A-Plus as a care farm. A couple days a week, a small group of men come to work at the farm. Starting in the late spring, they began getting an obstacle course ready.
But there are a lot of things that they can help me with. A lot of holes that needed to be dug, a lot of poles that needed to be peeled. There's just, you know, wood sanded. There's just a lot of things that my guys did a wonderful job in helping me with in getting this 90% complete up till now. And we're just doing the final touch-ups right now.
So it starts up here. There's going to be a log pole. They have to pull a little, if they're not set up yet, but pull a piece of a log a certain distance. And then they're going down, go across the bridge. And then on the other side of the creek, you can see they have to climb over that structure. And then there's a plastic slide on the other side that they slide down.
Grant says each obstacle has a volunteer standing by to lend a helping hand if needed, and that the different obstacles offer different difficulty levels. This race brings together competitors from the Lighthouse Christian Home for Adults with Disabilities, Special Friends Advocacy participants, Care Farms, and Special Olympics. Diana Slater is the Special Olympics coordinator in Kalispell and the mother of a Care Farm participant.
Everyone needs to succeed. Everyone needs to feel that they're important and that they count as much as everyone else. This is a chance for them to get out, get the wind in their hair, get the heart pumping, and exercise is so important for all of us. You know, this gives them on their terms to do that. And you know what? How many of these people have never had the chance to walk across a log creek ladder? Come on, bridge.
Slater says right now they have three events each year: basketball, the Winter Olympic Games, and Summer Games in May.
This is an opportunity that a lot of my athletes have never encountered. And we all need to grow and stretch our boundaries.
Keller says he plans for this to be the first of many. Catherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.